Welcome to evening prayer on Saturday, the 13th of June. O God, make speed to help us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear?
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid?
Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not be afraid.
And though there rise up war against me, yet will I put my trust in him.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
To behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in his temple.
For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me, and set me high upon a rock.
Therefore will I offer in his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Amen. Psalm 24. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. The earth is the Lord's and all that fills it, the compass of the world and all who dwell therein.
For he has founded it upon the seas and set it firm upon the rivers of the deep.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, or who can rise up in his holy place?
Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up their soul to an idol, nor sworn an oath to a lie.
They shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a just reward from the God of their salvation.
Such is the company of those who seek him, of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord who is mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. O Lord of hosts, purify our hearts, that the King of glory may come in, your Son, Jesus, our Redeemer. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land.
Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land.
Mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
That glory may dwell in our land.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land.
Let us pray. We prepare for our all-age worship gathering as one family tomorrow morning, and we give thanks, Lord, for the technology you have created for our mutual benefit by your servant's energy and inspiration. We thank you for all the recent discoveries to communicate that have enabled us to meet distanced safely during the current pandemic. Enabling God, we ask that you bless all your peoples and give them the understanding to see how the young may benefit from the experience of the old, and the old may receive benefits from the strength and new ideas of youth. in your power. Show us how to love our neighbours and ensure that all those created in your own image may respect each other's differences and grow together in unity for your sake and to the benefit of your created world. Help us to nurture our young, look after our elderly, and encourage all those of working age to support and lead with compassion. And for everyone, created through the love of God, to show goodwill, tolerance of difference, and equality of opportunity. So let us pray together in confidence, as our Saviour Jesus Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.